I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 802, Consumer versus Investor. Another way to put that is giver versus taker. And I think we all know the difference in those two types of people. Paul said, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition, but consider others more important than yourselves." And Jesus said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive." Okay, but that's easier heard than heeded, isn't it? So let's talk. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us. It's really hard to love well if we're only focused on ourselves. Yesterday, I mentioned one of the books I'm currently reading. I'm usually reading about 3 or 4 or 5 books all at the same time. Well, this one is Jeff Kemp's book on Facing the Blitz. And in that book, he gives 2 lists, one that describes consumers and one that describes investors. Now, we all want to be investing in the life of others and not sucking the life out of others for ourselves, because that's T2G. But it might help to hear examples of the difference. And that's where Jeff's 2 lists come in handy for us. I'll give some examples of what it looks like today to be a consumer of relationships. And tomorrow, what it looks like to be an investor in relationships. Let me give you the great question early so you can start thinking about it as you hear these examples. The great question is this: which one of these examples of a consumer most hits home for you? And then talk to the Lord about it. Here are some examples from Jeff's list. Consumers go into situations thinking, "What can I get out of this?" Consumers enter conversations wanting to impress or win points. Consumers want everything to be convenient for themselves more than convenient for others. Consumers want their kids to do well and receive recognition so that they can enjoy the status and satisfaction of identifying with or taking credit for them. Consumers won't apologize because it's awkward and it costs something, namely their pride. Consumers withhold information and opportunities that would give an advantage to other people. Consumers compare people in relationships, often jealously overestimating others' happiness compared to their own. Consumers want to win an argument. They want to land a sharp retort and be right. Consumers come home wanting to be served and to be left alone. Consumers want to be understood more than they want to understand others. Consumers dominate conversations without asking questions or listening because, you see, it's all about them. Consumers are driven by the desire to be popular. One more. Consumers put others down or withhold praise so as to build up themselves. Now, did any of those hit home for you? Did you sense as I was reading that list the Holy Spirit saying at any point, "That one's for you"? Well, if so, don't beat yourself up. We're all a work in progress. The first step to change is being aware that you need to. Today might be a great wake-up call for you. You might think you're an investor, but really you're more living like a consumer of relationships. Let's pray this prayer from Emily Rose Massey. Father, you formed me in my mother's womb. You know my frame and how weak I am. I'm prone to only think about myself. It's my nature. And yet I have a higher way of living, a life of selflessness and servanthood. Jesus, you call me to lay down my life and to follow you and walk in obedience to your will, knowing that as I do, I become more like you. Holy Spirit, convict my heart when I begin to think more highly of myself than I ought, and empower me to put others above myself. I do not have to be perfect because Jesus was perfect in my place, but I long to imitate him all the days of my life. I lean upon your strength in the midst of my selfish weakness and trust that you are working in my heart to conform it to look like Christ's. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 803. And in the meantime, that's just one side of the coin. And we're never all one or the other. But tomorrow, we'll turn the conversation to the positive, looking at becoming a better investor and less a consumer. A better giver and less a taker. So let's talk tomorrow. But for now, let's start practicing.